Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
An angel, I need a miracle. I need answers and try to remain good. When Pac died, and one of the people that blame shows why we so quick to judge. Why do we think we know everything? Why am I so scared of the wedding ring? Why do I drink this Hennessy like it's medicine? I mean, it's pretty clear my success or failure.
Okay, so really drinking Hennessy like it's medicine is crazy business.
I know taking me down, but y'all ain't half as dedicated as I am, niggas. Look. Growing up, I never had
this is the Casper that I met, so I'm not gonna lie to you, man. This is, by the way, one of my top three favorite songs when it comes to Casper Nyovest.
Oh, same, same.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. 9:10 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Speaking of Casper Nyovest.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Casper Nyovest, and you are listening to Fresh FM. Kushova.
He'll be on Fresh Air this afternoon. So don't miss it. Make sure that you are streamed in, especially on the website. That's www.freshfm.com.na. Now, Shaquan, on Fridays, we really do that thing, that thing where we say, look, listen, we know a couple of cool people, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got access to some really, really famous people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got people on dial that are extremely, extremely influential. You know
what
I mean by influential? I don't necessarily mean by, you know, those spazas on Instagram. I mean real influence,
who, man.
You know those spazas.
What spazas?
You know those ones that buy the bio followers, man. We know those ones, they know themselves also. But this gentleman was never a spazer. This gentleman was a gentleman from the get-go. He was always on the move. He was always extremely ambitious, just watching his stuff from far, admiring his moves from far, coming all the way far above the red line, seeing that is the big conversation right now.
Oh, wow. Right?
Beauty entrepreneur, award-winning model, social content creator, ladies and gentlemen, help us welcome Willem Kapenda.
Yes. Welcome, Willem.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Happy
thank you.
And stuff.
How does it feel on this beautiful Friday, the 7th of February, 2025, to be a beautiful black king?
You know, we're just grateful it's Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a weekend, so.
It's a weekend, yeah.
Time to relax. Mm. Spend time with your loved ones.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit,
just
right?
Just a little bit.
You must be humble, they say.
Yes. Yeah,
right. Man, Willem, it's incredible to have you here in studio. I mean, yes, you've been to Fresh FM, but, you know, I mean, today it's just one of those situations where we really just want to get to know you. You know what I mean? You know, who's Willem? You know, what is he like? Is he a coffee, tea type of person? Or maybe not. Maybe he's not even about beverages, you know. Maybe he likes, mm-hmm. Maybe he likes frogs. We don't know.
Weird.
Can't be judging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a safe space.
Or maybe he just likes his biltong.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, Willem, welcome. It's a get-to-know exercise right now. Willem, you're from Ungwediva, isn't it?
I am, yes.
Tell us about those upcoming years, man. Those lighty years where you were running around in the streets of Ungwediva. What is the locations we got there, dude? Like, I always forget the locations.
Yeah.
So locations we have. It's on Ungwediva, man. We have.
I love Extension 11 and
Extension 11 is one of the new ones.
Not
new, but it's one of the new ones.
Oh yeah, but that's true. That's true.
We
yeah.
have Matando Street. No, it's on Ungwediva.
Yeah.
But
there aren't really locations there. Like if someone would ask me where I used to live, I used to live close to the police station. Oh yeah, by the flats. Okay, yeah.
Okay, then
yes,
done.
Where are you from? No, I live just next to by the Rihanna or something
like
that. Yes, okay. Oh man, I haven't been there in years. I really need to. The last time I was there was literally before COVID. That's how long it has been, and I really, really miss it because it's always a vibe whenever I'm there. Mm. Where did you school, dude? Like, what were your schooling years?
Do you guys have time?
Oh yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yes, we do.
I started schooling at primary. It was Nekulilo. Omagano Memorial School, if I remember it correctly.
Yeah.
And I moved on to Etosha, and then we moved on to
Etosha Ntume.
Tosha and Chumapa.
Oh, where?
Yeah, and then we moved on to GT. This was grade 10.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Ongwediva. And then I moved to Arundu. This is where my mom was a teacher, so it made sense.
Oh, you're a teacher's, okay. You're a teacher's child.
Yes.
Nice. Yo, that should have been difficult.
Yes, actually, no, the pressure.
No, not as hard as I thought. I mean, yes, the pressure is on you. You're like, oh no, Miss Kapenda's kid, Miss Kapenda's kid. But it was pretty chilled, pretty chilled.
Mm.
She was in her business, I was in mine. So,
Okay. But you know what? Growing up, what is the one thing that you always had your eye on? What is that one thing that you always wanted to achieve as a young kid?
I don't know, hey. I really don't know. Growing up, it was all about just being in the moment, being a child, enjoying what life throws at you. And then you come to this big city and you gotta pay bills and you're like, what? I think really seeing my father, my late father, do what he did, I also was like in that mindset of, I want to do that. Because he did everything. He sold cars. He fixed cars.
Real hustler.
Yeah. He was an auctioneer,
farmer,
literally anything in the book that man did. Yeah, I think wanting to be like my dad was something that I really aspired to do.
But you are that now, aren't you? Like, because you're like a master of many.
You know, that's what my older brother says. Just like, you're just like your father. You're just like,
trying to do everything.
Yes.
All right. And then now varsity, university, was this now back in the day, poly days, or did you travel?
Polytech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not these nice stories.
Why do we do that
then? I asked me beefing these nice stories. As old poly alumni.
As we know, it's Polytechnic of
Namibia.
I got enrolled to an English course. I was in for like 2 days. My father was like, what is English?
But is that really what you wanted?
Parents.
Yeah.
Like I said, now growing up, I didn't really know what I wanted to become.
Mm.
So I was good in English. So it only made sense.
Yeah.
At the time. Mm. My dad was like geology or IT. Almost every Vambu parent must do IT or be a doctor or whatever. Yeah. So I opted for IT because I'm quite good with technology.
Right.
Yeah.
And once I was done with that,
you actually finished the degree.
Yeah, I finished the degree.
Nice.
Yes. I got a passion for marketing. This was like 5 years later. So I did a marketing degree as well at NUST now.
New NUST. Okay.
And now I'm pursuing a digital marketing diploma, and we'll see what's next.
As they say, once you start, you never stop, isn't it?
I want to stop.
Oh, you want to stop?
Yeah, you want to stop.
After this one, I'm like, that's cool stress.
What's inspiring the digital? Because I know a lot of people are definitely interested in it, but I just want to know from your perspective, what inspired you to go the digital marketing route?
I think my social media.
Because,
As social media grows and develops new trends and whatsoever. It's no secret that I am somewhat in the public eye.
Yeah.
So with that comes benefits.
Let's not downplay it.
Come on. Somewhat.
Somewhat. What is somewhat? You are in the public. We are watching you.
You got fans,
please.
Bro. What?
What I'm trying to say is that some of my work is from social media, like campaigns with Hilton that I'm doing, and NBL as well for the Ventuk Beer rebranding.
Nice. Yeah.
It's only fair that I understand what goes behind the scenes of digital marketing and marketing itself.
Come on.
So, yeah, it's a passion of mine. So it's something that I'm willing to take further in terms of career-wise.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's lovely.
Now, there's something else that you're also extremely passionate about. I'm not so sure if you still are, and that was, modeling. Talk to us about that. You know what I mean? Where did you get into it? Or was it just like you just being curious?
Let me try it and see how it goes.
You know what I mean?
So,
I've got the jeans. Look at my skin and everything.
So that started off as a joke on Facebook.
It is though.
Yeah, my Instagram, Facebook name used to be Pike PG Less Wags.
The what?
Yeah.
Say that again, sorry.
Pike PG La Swags.
Okay,
that
but
to be
La Swags.
La Swags.
Yes,
he La has Swags. Swags.
Imagine.
Nice.
Yeah, you're one of the few kids in Ongwediva that have you're matching shoelaces with your shirt and stuff and whatnot. And then some guy, his name is Kali. He's a big, I think you know Kali. He's the
photographer.
No, Kalisto Mokoroli.
Oh, yes,
MTC Fashion Week guys.
So yes. I was
like, you should take career modeling as a career.
Seriously,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So that's how we started. It started off as a joke. Then we got into it. Then we really got into it.
Yeah.
And then we didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just kind of just fell off.
Yeah, it kind of just fell off. It was like, what? 7 years ago, maybe.
Is
eight?
It?
Yeah.
But this is when you were still in Ogundiva.
When I was, and while I was doing my first degree as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then after that, it pretty much fell flat.
Yeah.
At the time, it wasn't even like these things weren't taken seriously.
Yeah.
Especially at the time. True.
Yeah. That time, you would never see a Namibian model on a billboard.
That's
fly out
true.
People for fashion shows. At the time, I think it was only Georgina Kanjeke and Louis Munana that were on. Billboards,
yeah, yes.
Where does Madame Gorogana fit in this thing? But that was more beauty pageantry.
No, she's
beauty pageantry.
Okay, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I'm actually curious because the first time that I got wind of Willem, right, is when, you know, you guys were the it kids on the streets. You remember that era? You know, Sharon Chimbundu, Selma, Landi Ruters.
End of interview.
Right? How was it? Just transitioning from coming from Ogundiva into Windhoek, and then obviously seeing what Windhoek is all about, and like, was there any sort of pressures and things that you had to go through during that time?
You know, growing up, you are always taught by your parents to stay away from certain people, certain lifestyles,
true.
And stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad and Vambo would always say, "Inimayu inyo poyado potay." It basically means like these things of the world, you found them here,
you will leave them here. Yeah.
And you never really understood up until you get into the source of it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
And then through my modeling and just basically being out there, you get to meet people. That's how I got to meet Sharon. That's how I got to meet Roberto, Landi,
yes.
Selma,
yeah, yeah.
And all that stuff. And at the time, we're like all students just having fun, being friends.
Yeah.
And then obviously as life comes
about,
you grow up. You start having responsibilities. People started getting married. Selma is married.
She's married.
Yeah,
yes,
she's
yes,
married,
yes.
Has a very beautiful baby boy.
Yeah.
Landy's her own career and so forth. So yeah, we're still friends. But
it's just
life, man.
You know,
yeah.
We're adults now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are new kids on the block, so...
Let them have the shine, though.
Who are the new kids?
Huh? You don't know?
Nah!
Listen, you like picking you. I've noticed you like picking you.
I'm just kidding, man. No. But I would have to say that just in relation to, you know, that's how I got to notice or got wind of you, for example.
Okay.
It's just, I'm actually really proud that you guys have, like, everything that you and your friend group have actually achieved for yourselves. Because, you know, and I say this because a lot of the times people are so fixated on what's happening on social media, not thinking that people actually have lives. Just because you're seeing the aesthetics now, you'd have to understand that Willem just said, you know, that time when I was doing my first degree? Gotta lay those foundations right.
Yes.
So I just wanted to applaud you on that.
Yes.
Very, very, very.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
And he said it so casually, like, and I'm like, I quote that.
You know? We've got the award-winning model as well as a social content creator and beauty entrepreneur that's in studio. We'll continue with this conversation in a bit. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Doing the sense it's on TikTok. Fresh FM Namibia.
It's 9:25 on Namibia's Art and Soul. The NSK and Shekwan, your favorites, and the Yellow Vettel is on your radio. And every single Friday, we bring in a superstar, someone that you talk about, someone that you gossip about, someone that is in our WhatsApp group, someone that we look up to, someone that we hate, someone that we love. Either way.
Today we have someone that we absolutely love.
There we go. Who hates me? Beauty entrepreneur, award-winning model, and social content creator, Willem Kapenda. Once again, thank you so much for joining us, Willem. I wanted to ask you, hearing the character of your dad, you know, him being like, what the feeling that I'm getting from your late dad is that he was one of those, you know, dominant gents, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like one of those traditional men. He runs the household.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's fixing stuff. He's, like, his hands are, you can see.
Yeah. You know working what I mean? For his family.
Working for his family. Mm. Was there ever a time where, when the family found out some of the stuff that you were doing on the side, apart from school, where you got stigmatized, or did you speak to them? What was that journey like? Because I ask, because, I mean, I also had something similar when I was at school, when I was at Polytech.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with studies, but on the side, I was dancing and I was emceeing, and parents didn't really know until they found out. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I actually hate the studies, you know.
Yeah.
It was problematic. Mm. How was your journey there?
That's a very good question, actually.
Thank you so much.
Is this like things, just to make it clear, is it things that he was doing on the side in terms of having the cosmetic business, right?
Cosmetic business, the modeling.
Yeah, and okay,
so on and so forth,
yeah. I get 100% what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, when the Polytechnic years, I was doing some modeling gig for, I'm not sure if you guys know her, her name was Miss Eva or something. She's a London-based designer.
Okay.
So she came and booked out Hilton, had like a whole big fashion show.
Mm.
And I was one of the models.
Okay.
And I think one of my uncles saw the post. And
your uncle, that's even
my
worse.
My dad called me.
Yeah.
Pissed. Can I say pissed?
Yeah, pissed.
Yeah,
is fine.
Pissed.
Already. Yeah.
Pissed.
Angry.
Like, I heard you left school to do modeling. Is this what you want to do? Come back home if this is what's going to be.
Yeah.
Because clearly you're wasting my money. Mm. It was a lot at the time. Mm. But then my understanding was they didn't really understand what it was and how it was important to me as a person. Because back home, I didn't really show much passion about that stuff.
Yeah,
everything just came with these big lights.
Mm.
Like, you see, you like everything. But we had a conversation about it. He was fine with it. He was like, just give me my degree and then you'll go.
Yeah.
And then
like
you can do
friends.
Your thing from there. Yeah.
That's our degree. You're good to go. Mm. But black parents then.
Yeah.
No, that's what we go through.
Yeah.
But you know what it is also with black parents? Mm. I think it's because a lot of the times they are working overtime.
True.
To give us the life they didn't have.
True.
They want us to experience experiences that they didn't have and achieve what they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, obviously they couldn't go further with their studies, for example, mm-hmm. or there's something that they wanted to do, but it didn't really work out or whatever it is. So I'm going to make sure that you achieve that and at least give me a little bit of, how do I say this, comfort to know that I did
you're
my
fine.
Best through you.
You're fine.
Vicariously,
And something that I always take with him is that no matter what you decide, always have a backup plan.
Come on.
So that degree is your backup plan. If you decide you're going to leave it in your room and go do whatever, when you fall down, you always come back.
Something to fall back on.
And that's something that I always tell everyone that asks, how do I get into this? I'm in school, but I don't really like it. I was like, finish your school.
And then we can
And
talk.
Then you
yeah.
can go do whatever it is that you feel is for you.
Well, I was one point. Of the unfortunate ones that didn't finish my school.
Mm.
But don't worry, I was HR. And
really?
I hated it. Yo.
Yeah, because also, what was he doing in HR?
Dude, like.
A creative like him. Do you know what I mean?
HR.
Yeah.
HR,
human resources.
Hi, ma'am. You've been selected for the interview.
Yeah.
So,
can you tell us a bit about yourself? How do you deal with difficult situations?
Shoot me in the foot right now.
Right.
No, but I will go back to school just for something else.
Yeah.
Willem, let's get back to business, on the business side of things.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, one of the big struggles that, you know, that creatives like yourselves and small business owners, quote unquote, have is getting the product on the shelf.
Oof. That is hard.
I don't even need to finish my question now.
Yeah, you don't.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, Villain Cosmetics is turning 4 in a few months, 4 years. And this
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is our third product, the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
The beard oil, the beard conditioner, you know, these are like trial phases, you know.
Mm.
You know the product is good, but then you don't know if it will be accepted the way you think it will be on the market.
Yeah.
You do have interest and stuff and whatnot, but in terms of now getting it on like the big brands, the spas, the discounts, there's so much that you need to consider. And that's the mistake I did. I went into it without doing the proper
research.
Yeah. So when you go to any of these retailers, they'll be like, oh no, you fit, but you just didn't. Oh, you did this, but you just didn't, you know? So that's why I took time with the MetaFace mask, like real time, to understand what it is I'm putting out how it is I can get it out there. And that's why it took like what, over 2 years in planning, because I could have launched this like maybe 2 years ago and stuff, but I chose not to. I chose to humble myself and try to understand.
But is the problem on us as the
consumers?
SMEs?
Yes.
Or is it the problem on their side? They're making things so-called difficult for us, because that's also been a conversation in the business circles.
Where
are they being unnecessarily difficult? They need to accept the market, the local market that it is, and the local people that it is.
I feel like the rules and regulations could be a bit lighter to the small small business space. Also, us as small business owners should be able to understand and also meet them halfway. Because I mean, if you can have the best product on the on earth, but if your packaging, your customer service is down, what are you doing? Yeah, so I think there's room for improvement
from both sides.
Yeah, that's correct.
So to anyone who's listening right now and who's also an entrepreneur themselves, probably perhaps someone, like we said, obviously getting the products on the shelves and all of these things is so hard, that feels a little bit discouraged. And being someone that just launched now and everybody's talking about this white package, and why didn't I get a package? Why do you forget about me? Do you know what I mean? What would you say to that person in their time of just, you know, feeling a little bit discouraged, but they still have this great fire and dream in them to succeed?
Seek help. Like, look for help, professional help. There's so many institutes such as NIPDP, the Namibia Trade Forum. I always speak about this. They have so many initiatives that are willing to assist and help you in things that you don't understand, especially getting market access. If it wasn't for them, I don't think like any of this would be possible. So reach out to the Namibia Trade Forum, ask for Janine.
Ask for Janine.
Shout out Janine.
And NIPDP, they're always willing to help. Of a program called the High Potential Pool, whereby they basically just link you up with anything that can benefit your business. It's the proper packaging, obtaining barcodes, registering your business, and just being out there. They're always willing to assist.
We are on the right path to generational wealth. We have to start somewhere.
In the presence of someone very important.
Of course. How dare we?
Yes. I mean, come on, Willem.
10 years from now, 15 years from now, we'll be looking at Willem Kapenda as our generation of the Indongo.
Yes.
The Kati of our generation. come on, man.
We're receiving it for you. Receiving it for you.
Because the thing is, you know, on Fresh Breakfast, with the two of us, I mean, if it's one thing you should know, is that we celebrate our own. You know what I mean? If there are Namibians that are out there, whether we're friends or not, whether we know each other or not, if we see you do exceptional stuff, listen, we will celebrate the crap out of you.
That is great.
And that's why we're celebrating you today. But you know, with our industry, there also comes pitfalls, isn't it? There also comes the negative side of things. There comes, you know, the drama and so on. And especially, you know, in an industry where everybody's chasing the gold and the diamonds and now the green hydrogen. what do you think was the biggest lie that was ever told on your name in recent times? Where when you heard the lie, you were like, wait, what?
Are they talking about me?
Like me? Maybe there's another villain.
You guys are riches. Oh my god.
Because trust me, I've gone through it. She's gone through it. And sometimes I feel like as entertainers and as creative practitioners, we don't speak enough about it.
Yeah, I think. Listen, at the end of the day, no matter who you see on social media, whether it's the most followed, the most famous, you should understand people are still human. And especially for people that don't really show their life out there like that, so it's easy to believe anything that's thrown at you. Because I don't know what NSK does on a daily. Whatever rumor it is that's thrown at him, well, it makes sense. Okay, it makes sense because he doesn't do this, doesn't do that and stuff and whatnot. So my advice, I'm not gonna say what it was, it's just
no, you don't have
just
to
know that you're put on this earth for a reason. Know that your goals, whatever it is that you do, should align with those goals. And if people are not talking about you, then you're probably doing something wrong.
You know what I... what I also want to just know, in moments like that, how did you pick yourself up? because, you know, being ridiculed and pushed down mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously people feel like they can say whatever they want to say about people. But how were you able to just pick yourself up from those moments?
Because you are human. I'm sure
you are. Yeah.
One way or another, it did affect you.
A lot of therapy.
A lot of therapy.
A lot of therapy. And just know that you are loved by people. Surround yourself with people that love you. Surround yourself
and
that support you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. That's all. Love and support and a good therapy session.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I'm here for a black man getting therapy. I love it.
I feel like you're speaking directly to my soul.
Oh, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. Yeah. At first, I was a bit hesitant. I was like, who's this person telling me what to do? Because I think the idea of going to therapy is what people don't want. Because people are ashamed, especially black men. We're ashamed for seeking help that has to do with anything that includes our mental psyche or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once you let go of that narrative or that thought, like, come on, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You get into that session, it's not really what people say it is. Mm. It's something completely different. It's a session that is set up for you and your soul. So
yeah. Isn't it kind of weird though? Like we talk about creative spaces, like like on Fresh Breakfast, for example, we are adamant and intentional about creating safe spaces for men where they can just, you know, talk about whatever it is, you know, that's bothering them, what they're going through and so forth in a health and deal with those things in a healthy way. But isn't it crazy how we talk to our men, like, you know, you gotta open up, you gotta talk about what you're dealing with so that we can be there for you. But the moment that they do, it's just
start shaming.
What is wrong with you? Like, you're not man enough, you know. But
I experienced that.
Yeah, so kudos for you. or kudos to you, that is, for just really getting the help that
you need. Thank you, Willem. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No, it's needed.
On a different note, this week we remembered, our favorite Omes.
Mm.
The original Omes.
Warm Hugsy.
Warm Hugsy?
Hugsy?
It's the first time I've heard that.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were when the news hit you that he left us? Do you remember that day? Do you remember that where you were?
Yeah. I was having it was beginning of the year. I was having lunch with my friends, because at the beginning of the year, we always meet and sit.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it happened. And then we were just posting. And then one of my aunts called. He was like, you insensitive child. How dare you posting while the president is gone? I was like, wait, what?
Oh.
Yeah, because we're like toasting, having a great time, cheers to the new year and stuff and whatnot. And that's how I found out through her. And I was like, oh my God, this is, oh, okay.
Yeah,
it took a moment to sink in. And I was also there for his send-off when he was doing the whole tour around Windhoek.
Oh, yes.
I did that Aspenplatz, and then I did the one in, is it Plains Windhoek?
Mm.
Yeah, so we're just there celebrating his life and stuff. That's really emotional.
That's what I wanted to ask. It really, you really felt it, right?
Yeah, because you go there and you're like, okay, I'm going to send off a respect to our president, right?
Mm.
And then when you get there, it's like a completely different vibe.
Yeah.
Like everyone is like, oh, fun and jolly at the moment. And then the moment the casket passes on, like, everyone just cries.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, okay, it's real. It's really real, happening. Yeah, I know it was a sad time for Namibia, man.
Mm. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Someone who's listening to us from Germany, Sue, says, hi, say hi to Pike. Or is it Pike or Pike?
Pike. Pike, that is my home name.
Remember
when I said Pike Vigilance?
Oh,
yes. So this is clearly someone that knows you.
I always
dude.
Say if someone calls me Pike.
Yeah, they know me.
Diva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also the same with me. Like when someone calls me and they're like, hey, Shuna, I'm like, okay. Yeah. No, this person definitely deserves my time. You know me for real.
Quirky questions, all right, before we let you go.
Oh, really?
Quirky ones.
Yeah,
Quirky ones, don't worry. It's a either or question.
Okay.
Well. As it stands right now, right now, forget historical, like, importance, like right now.
Okay.
Would you prefer a home chill with a poiki or outside having a braai session, like at a park or parkies or whatever?
Home with poiki. I'm tired, man.
Yeah,
like I'm at that age where my back is starting to hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Where by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, your eyes are foggy, you want to sleep.
And you don't know what it is, but it's old age. You are getting old.
Yeah.
So we're not clubbing anymore.
We are.
Okay.
Here and there till 9 o'clock.
No, but nine is when you go out. Nine should be when you leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you prefer day chill actually more?
I prefer day chills. Then night chills is like us on the couch. Having poiky,
cute conversations.
That's about it. I don't want the pts in my ears all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You
know what's wrong?
When
people have had just way too much to drink.
Yeah,
and then, dude, we're in the club. Why are you in my ear, man?
Why are you shouting?
Why?
You know? Yeah, the music is annoying. There's this drunk person next to you. And we're at the age where we have to most now drink responsibly.
Yeah,
so you are like aware of everything that's happening. You're like, why are you shouting?
Yeah.
Why are you dressed like that?
No,
that there's anything wrong with anyone's dress code.
Your inner thoughts, you're
more aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess
you're old. Do you also sometimes find yourself being judged, like when people dance?
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Why are you dancing? Like it's actually okay to sit and just, you know,
you can sit and chill.
Yeah, no, bro. Like, why are you sweating and stuff
your
now?
Shot. Are you okay?
I think we all get to that point.
Yeah. Seeing that you are on Godiva native, I'm going to ask you this as well, right? KK Palace or Chula Chula?
Chula Chula.
Chula Chula.
Chula Chula.
But where are they, though?
Chula Chula.
Where are they?
I have no idea. I just know that I have allegiance to them.
Oh, okay. No, I just had to.
This one is Big African Stars. That's why she's okay. Beefing you now.
I'm just saying, like, in this moment, I would rather support.
Headline, you won't understand.
But I lived there, actually. Trust me, I actually understand it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But KK Palace is receiving a lot of support, and they're doing brilliant at this point.
Very, very good. Last question. It's an international question.
I want to show you guys my mask before we. Uh-huh.
Before we finish the quirky one.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
To feel what you guys are.
Oh, we're getting masks?
Yes. Ah!
Marvelous. We got a mask.
Dude, this is the packaging, bro.
Oh, this feels good.
This is above average. This is Woolworths, bruh.
Okay, so.
This is.
We're live on Instagram, and now you can see the packaging.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see it probably in Namibian
days. This is so nice.
The day I first saw it, I was like, Vellum.
Yeah, you're in answered prayer.
Vellum.
Yeah.
This is amazing, man.
Thank you, man.
Especially just like the look and feel of it.
Good, yeah.
I even put in a bit of my language at the back.
Is it? Let me see. You know what? Speaking of which, we do have someone here. Sorry, we live on Instagram, guys.
Oh.
And we have Alina, who is tuned in. Now, Alina, I'll introduce you. She's literally sitting here.
Okay.
She's a program coordinator for the station. She says, please thank him for showcasing Mbo culture so beautifully and gracefully on his social media. Truly, thank you. Thank you.
She will know because she was in the U.S. was about like for 6 months.
Yeah, she's a Nelson Mandela fellow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
So
she'll take pictures of us. So I'll introduce. Don't worry.
So she really had to like dig in and understand Namibian product and take it to that side and try and sell the Namibian brand.
Mm.
And which is why I'm getting to now.
Okay.
Last question, international one. Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
One thing I didn't mention is that my dad was a diehard politician.
I choose not to get involved
in politics because although I do understand as humans we both have our freedom of choice
and different perspectives.
Don't get into it.
Yeah.
I do understand what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
But
so, on face value though.
So Kamala Harris, right? Thank you. What time is it?
What do you mean?
So yes. Awesome.
Any final words from you, Shaquan?
Yeah, final words, Vellum. We see you. We celebrate you. We are very, very proud of you. I say this because you would not be on Fresh Breakfast had it not been for that. You resonated with the both of us. There's so many people. I see the love on your live, on the live that we have right here on Instagram. And it's just, we are very, very proud of you. We are proud of how you've been able to lift yourself up, build this brand, inspire so many people. Genuinely, we wish you nothing but the best. I want to see you thrive.
Thank
genuinely.
You so
oh,
that means
yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. No, I look, I you know me by now. I'm a big patriot. I love this country.
Really?
Yeah. No, no, not in terms of the party. Tite, no. Whoa. No. He's talking about the arch enemy of Sota Hafa. No.
Whoa.
I just mean like I'm proudly Namibian. Do you understand?
Yes,
so anything Namibian, I'm that guy. I'm actually extremely proudly Namibian. I'm that guy that will get emotional if the Brave Warriors loses. For instance. You know what I mean? I'm the guy that will randomly freaking celebrate any Namibian that's international doing insane stuff. You, like, this is... You going there.
Thank you.
With this? This should be on the continent, man. This should be international. This should be somewhere... You know, oh my word. Okay, sorry. Thank you so much, Willem.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. Your inspiration, as a kid, also from a small town. You know, you're doing amazing. For some reason, you know, us people from small towns, we just have that little thing.
Ambition.
Understand, Jay?
Yeah, yeah.
This lame man.
The big city kids, kucha, hello.
Oh, hello. Imagine they're coming to eat in your city. But anyways, Willem, thank you so much. We appreciate you and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
So I just want to say, there's something written here in Oshiwambo.
Yes.
What is it? What does it say?
So it says that, omtu omana okoshipa sheotara. So that basically means direct. Beautiful person is by the skin you see. But then it has a deeper meaning of someone that is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not only on the inside, it's on the outside.
Outside
as well.
Yeah. Oh, lovely, man. Lovely. This is branded and packaged in Namibia, Willem Cosmetics, proudly Namibian. You need to go support him. I do see everyone wanting a mask as well. You must buy.
Yes, please. Don't ask for the box. Bye.
Yeah. There's a whole website. Can order it out.
We've got Davido lined up.
David.
David O.
Thank you.
You know.
The same way we had Willem Kapender.
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 Stand by. Don't go anywhere.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.